That's right.
Exactly. Sometimes it can come back and bite you on the butt, too.
Yeah, you know, because you don't remember you saying it, somebody can get reminding you about, you remember when you had that, I don't know.
I don't
remember that one. You know, I've written some things that said to come back and say, when did I write that?
Trust me, I do understand. Right. I mean, it only gets worse, too.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's worse or it's better or it doesn't make any difference.
Well, that's true.
So, your wife really found it in Narnia?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was your wife's name?
Alma. Yeah. Red Alma.
Wow.
Mother Alma.
Yeah. Well, now, I got a question for you. I read somewhere that you're the only person in NA that has two stories
in the literature. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
But now,
but see, the other one, you don't know it unless you know who wrote it. You don't know who it is, you know.
Well,
no identifiable thing.
Well, I got the white book here. See?
It's in the white book.
Okay. This one's in
Something Meaningful.
Something Meaningful.
Yeah. You had a read. You had a bag.
Okay.
Cool.
There it is. It's right there. Okay. Yeah, I don't know where I read that in. But you were the only person that.
Yeah, you might have read it somewhere. I might have put it in the literature.
I was on
a literature committee. I was the trustees that this Greg Pierce and I, we were part of the trustees assigned to the literature committee.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had checked for tradition breaks and things of that nature.
I have read in Bob's book that you and Greg were at like the second World Literature Conference in
Kansas, Wichita,
where you started putting together
the stuff, the titles, and just how we're going to do it, and how the composition we're going to put together.
Paste the clip. Now, did you go to other ones of those?
Yeah, sure.
All of them?
Yeah. There's only a couple I missed. I missed one of the final ones in Tennessee.
Okay.
Because I had to work. I was on my own. I worked for the studios, and I was on one of the location shots or something. And I sent Nolan Warner. He was going through some problems at the time. And I said, shit, you ain't doing nothing else. Now, you've been around long enough to know what you like and don't like, and what you might need to be some help. And so he went to the Tennessee thing where the gray edition came from.
Right. I recall reading about that. There was one thing I was wondering, what I had read was, I think in 81, Jimmy had asked you, and I don't know if he's asked, but he, from the board of directors of the WSO, what it looked like was you and Greg were fired or let go, or
we didn't agree with what Jimmy was doing, or the way he was doing it, and sort of protest, we came here and just voiced our opinion about it, primarily.
Yeah, and then y'all were put back on
it's part of the counter case of who was to dismiss us, They just didn't want to work together. That's primarily what that was about. It's kind of like choosing up sides, who you don't work with.
Well, at that point in time, did you and Jimmy have some stress in y'all's relationship, or?
That was primarily because Jimmy thought we should have sided with him in his direction, the way he wanted to go. And we disagreed with him.
What was the particular issue, Bob?
Well, it was the writing and who was going to do the writing and how we're going to do it, what the language of the writing is going to be. Jimmy had one to write, one put certain types of literature up. Do it a different way.
Right.
He wanted like it. He wanted to kind of head up with them. This opinion. And he wanted to direct, you know, as to which way the information was flowing or the language, how it was stated. And we, you know, and the group that was forming lady at the time, as a business committee, had different ideas as to how we're going to individualize it and keep it. Thing you know, there it is, you know, like, man, how'd that happen?
say?
Back of a telephone call.
I know.
A couple of $100s.
I'm serious. Really. Rather uppity, aren't they?
Yeah.
What?
They don't make no bones about it.
What story would you want told?
I don't know. What story? What do you mean, what story?
From your experience. What do you?
I don't know. It's hard to tell, you know, because when we were trying to say doing this little project, one of the ladies, she's a school teacher, the one that Gloria Garcia, she's been, her brother is on the board of directors at Impact. Both of them on the board of directors. But they've been, you know, around addicts and been working with addicts for about years. And she has the capabilities to write, you know. She's an English teacher, for one thing. You know. So, but, you know, she has, her style is, as I can say, is different. I don't know, you know.
Excuse me one second. What airline are you flying on?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Whatever ticket they gave you, right?
Yeah, this year I operate PSA, U.S. Air.
U.S. Air? Okay. But baby, if you get in the right lane, you'll see the short-term park along.
Okay.
And drop Bob off at the front, then we can just whip around. Or if you guys want to go do that, I'll take the car. You
US
all get
Air.
Out and
I'll
go parking.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what we'll do is we'll go over here to US Airways, which is over the next one.
Canada Air is that little plane, that commuter plane that goes into Greenville. No, Charlotte. Yeah, Greenville.
So you got to go to Charlotte from Greenville to Charlotte?
Yeah, right.
How long a layover you got in Charlotte?
About an hour.
Not bad.
Okay. So is it U.S. Air is where we're going to check you in at?
I guess so.
Okay.
They operate the little Canada commuter flight.
I'm sure.
Disposition. What do we do with them? They come in on some weird shit. He's coming for us.
I bet. I'm going to step out and go see if I can find Angel.
Okay.
And so just order me a glass.
You got a little Amy's lipstick on.
Oh, do I? Okay, well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Hey, you got that right.
Order me a sweet tea, though, if you would.
Okay. Okay, we'll do.
That's terrible.
Thanks.
It's kind of strange that three people are almost there.